Luther Vandross was often called the Here and Now singer after one of his biggest hits, Here and Now. It was his most requested song in concert and remains a favorite at weddings. Luther Vandross grew up in the Bronx section of New York City. He loved singing, but it was his songwriting that opened the door to show business. In 1972, he composed a tune for the Broadway musical The Wiz, and 2 years later, he was hired by David Bowie to sing backup on Bowie's Young Americans album. Appearances on albums by Bette Midler and Roberta Flack led to his acclaimed solo debut in 1981, Never Too Much. He once said originality was the key to longevity.
The one thing I do appreciate and love about my career is that in actuality, when I came along, I was not the new Sam Cooke. I was not the new Otis Redding. I was not the new Teddy Pendergrass. I was Luther from day one. And when you put my record on, you would immediately recognize that it was Luther that you were hearing. And I think that's very important to the lifespan of a career.
Fans expressed their concern for Luther, who at times weighed more than 150 kilograms and claimed to have lost at least 45 kilos 13 times. But it usually wasn't long before Luther appeared fit and trim again, confessing before millions on television or in concert some of his favorite dieting secrets. He said he was always at his best, mentally and physically, when his weight was under control.
It's one of the bigger struggles that a person can have, you know. So I feel really glad that I sort of conquered it.
A month after Luther Vandross suffered a stroke in April 2003, his close friend, singer Aretha Franklin, led fans and guests in a candlelight vigil and prayer service in Detroit, Michigan. It was one of many such vigils that took place around the country. Luther's last solo album, Dance With My Father, was released shortly after the singer suffered his stroke. The following year, the album won multiple Grammy Awards, including Song of the Year honors for the title track. An eighth and final career Grammy came in 2005 for Best R&B Performance by a Duo for the remake of The Closer I Get to You, sung with Beyoncé Knowles of Destiny's Child. A spokesperson at JFK Medical Center in Edison, New Jersey, said Vandross was surrounded by family and friends and a medical team, adding, Luther was deeply touched by all the thoughts and wishes from his fans. Singer, composer, and producer Luther Vandross, dead at 54. For writer Doug Levine, I'm Ed Kowalski.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song. And they